Hello and welcome to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out, turn our hearts towards God, hear His voice, and connect with our Father. Let's draw close to our God in prayer. Father, thank you that through your Spirit you're here. That Holy Spirit, you're inside of us, and you're all around us. God, today we want to connect with you. We want to draw close to you. We quiet our hearts and our minds. We put aside every distracting thought, every sin, every encumbrance, everything that would hold us back from knowing you, every distraction. God, we set apart this time, this space is for connecting with you. As we draw close to you, we confess our sin. We all have areas that we've fallen short. And so just take a moment to draw those out and place them before our loving Father. Father, today we receive your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, that you've cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. We receive it. You remember our sins no more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mysteries of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. I want to zoom in on this verse 7 and 8 in Ephesians chapter 1. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. It is so easy to feel guilt and shame in our life. Over the course of a lifetime, there are so many things that happen to us, things that are outside of our control, things we have no responsibility for. And then also areas that we fall short, things that we just don't like to think of. There are also all sorts of mistakes that we make, intentional and unintentional. These mistakes often spring out of our broken hearts with their broken desires. The Bible calls these mistakes trespasses, referring to the times and places we step outside of God's will for us. The extraordinary news that we read about in today's passage is that we're forgiven, and not just by a little bit. Paul uses all sorts of words to express just how forgiven we are. In accordance to, meaning to the measure of, the riches of God's grace. Take a moment to ponder the riches of God. He owns all material goods. He spoke them into existence. He owns time itself. He created it. He invented it. All knowledge, even secrets, belong to our Lord. Thank you, Father, that you express these riches in grace, that your greatness is not held over us, but is freely given to us. Paul goes on, God has not just held these riches out to us, but he has lavished this grace upon us. He's poured it over us time and time and time again. He's washed away our sins completely and utterly. Not out of ignorance, but out of wisdom and insight, knowing exactly what he was doing. It's not just that he forgot or he didn't know or it didn't really affect him. No, he knew all about exactly what you've done. And he still pours out his grace and forgiveness time after time after time. Let's again go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that our sins are totally and utterly forgiven, that you've lavished your grace upon us. Lord, that you did it knowing exactly what we've done, the full extent of our sin, not just our actions, but our broken and rotten motivations behind them as well. And Lord, as you pour your grace out upon us, it's not just forgiveness, but it's healing to our broken souls. And Lord, today I pray that that healing balm, the lavished grace of God, would seep deep into our hearts and reach every broken area, the longings of our hearts, the areas of our lives that are crying out for acceptance and fulfillment. Lord, that your grace would reach, your lavished, rich grace would reach down into our depths. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Over the next few minutes as we close out here, I encourage you, go to God in prayer and ask a question like this. Father, please show me where I am carrying the weight of my fears rather than living in your lavished grace. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from Him and get to know Him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.